This is Dr. Arlington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Pham, PHAM, first name Kim, KIM, date of birth July 30th, 1956, date of evaluation August 24th, 2023. The chief complaint, a 67-year-old female seen preoperatively as she is scheduled for a fibroid surgery, period. The HVI. The patient presents for evaluation. She is accompanied by her husband, who interprets, period. The patient reports 1 month history of swollen lower extremity, period. However, she has had no chest pain or shortness of breath. She has history of fibroid uterus and anticipates having surgery within a month, period. She has had no additional cardiovascular symptoms except for ankle swelling, period. Her past medical history includes 1, diabetes, next number, hypertension, next number, fibroid uterus. Her past surgical history, cholecystectomy 23 years ago, period. The medications, lisinopril 40 milligrams one daily, amlodipine 10 milligrams one daily, enteric-coated aspirin 81 milligrams one daily, glyburide, glipizide, 10 milligrams, 1 PO daily. Metformin, 500 milligrams. Take 2 tablets daily. Atorvastatin, 40 milligrams daily. Zofran, PRN. Jardiance, 10 milligrams daily, omega-3 daily, PRN. The allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, non-contributory, correction for allergies. She does have a new allergy to Losartan, which results in a rash, period. Family history, father with diabetes and hypertension, mother and sister with hypertension. Social history, there is no history of cigarette smoking, alcohol, or drug use. Review of systems, otherwise unremarkable. Physical examination, blood pressure 129/76. Pulse 70, respiratory rate 16, height 62 inches, weight 160 pounds. In general, she's alert, oriented, and in no acute distress, period. The lower extremity demonstrate trivial edema only. The data review, ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm 70 beats per minute. There is loss of R waves in the inferior waves in the inferior leads, suggesting prior inferior infarct, period. There is poor R wave progression throughout the preocordial leads, period. The impression, this is a 67-year-old female who is referred for cardiovascular clearance as she is scheduled to have surgery for uterine fibroids, period. The patient has history of hypertension, diabetes, and hypercholesterolemia, period. As such, she has significant risk for coronary artery disease, period. She is found to have an abnormal EKG, but has had no symptoms of CAD, period. Given her abnormal EKG, we'll perform echocardiogram to evaluate wall motion abnormality and LV function, period. Patient otherwise felt to be clinically stable for her procedure, but requires echocardiogram, period. Dr. Arlington Ferguson, ending dictation on patient Kim Pham.